Okay. So the grill here, I'm kind of also bringing down from the grill a beer on its tefillah, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olam Vaed. So we say it a few times, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olam Vaed. Now obviously, it's out of order, right? Because it should say Hashem Malach, then Hashem Melech, then Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vaed. So it switches the order. So why is that? So most Mefarshim say it's referring to three time periods, Hayah, and the Melachim Hashem Melech, they see it first, and then they discuss, even when we don't see him in the Avar and the Hoiva. And then they, even when we don't see him, he's still there. That's the Pashup Shat. Now, Rav Chaim says another Pshat here. He says, Hashem Melech, Sheyesh Olamos, Sheein HaChet Negea Bohem. Hashem Moloch, Bo'ilam Hazeh, the Sha'avar can we call them Chait Adam Arishi? Who Bishas Matan Tayah, but Hashem Nifkimu. Hashem Yimloich, Bailama Asid, she is Sukhana Kal. So he says it's referring to three time periods, but not Hayav Via necessarily, Mitzad Hayav Via. It's referring to three levels of clarity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the opposite. It's not Hayav Via. It's referring to the reality of the Olamos. He says, Hashem Melech is referring to the Kedusha, the Shekhinah, the way it is. She'ein HaChet Negeya Bohem. That the Chet doesn't cover over the clarity of the Hashgacha Pratis, the clarity of the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the pure Melech, and nothing that anyone does changes that, and he's the Melech, and that's in the upper Olamos, in the Olam Atzilus. It's a clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before it's Mishtalshel into this world. But Hashem Malach is Hashem's past. Hashem is the king, was the king. Where's that? So the girl on Bo'ilam Hazeh L'Sha'avar, meaning what is a Melech? The Gemara asks by Shlomo HaMelech, was he a Melech after he Shlomo HaMelech lost Shlomo HaMelech lost his Malchus. So the Gemara asks, was Shlomo HaMelech a Melech even afterwards? He says yes. So what was he? What was he a Melech on? He was a Melech on his staff, on his stick. The Gemara says. In other words, a Melech is completely dependent on if those people are listening to you or not. So if there's chet, as much as there's chet, there's missing in the malchus of Hashem. That's what chil Hashem means. Chil Hashem means the person is doing chet. He's in a sense removing the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence from that particular area. So when we're chayte, when we do something wrong, then what happens is that what happens is then that we're covering over the Malchus of Hashem in the Bria. We don't see him. So that's referring to Hashem Moloch. Once he used to be here, but he's not here anymore because he's covered over through our Chatoim. So Hashem Melech is in the pure state. It's where the Malchus of Hashem is not nifgam by those who don't follow his word. Ein hachet negea b'hem klal. Hashem Malach is where Hashem's there, but it's Malach. He's the presence of Hashem is not nicker, and it's subject to our chatoim. And then there's another place where the Shekhinah is present. And that is Lasid Lavi, And that so you get to three times the upper olamos, our olam, and the future olam. And that's not our higher yet. It's three different places, three different olamos. So that's the guy in our olam. Why is it called Hashem Malach? Because he used to be here. When did he used to be here? It's another question. When did he used to be here? So Zuck, the Grah, there was two times in the history of the world he was here. He was here by before Chet Adam Arishon, and he was here before the Chet Ego by Matan Torah. That means that by Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael came back to the Darga of Adam Arishon Kodem Achet. They came back to that level, Adam Arishon Kodem Achet. And because he was able to get back to that level, so in, now after they go, we went back, and again we don't see Hashem clearly. That's Hashem Malach. In our world, Hashem Malach, Hashem used to be clear before we sinned with the Egel, before we Adam Arishon. Now it's not Hashem Melech anymore. It's only Hashem Malach. We don't see him clearly. So those are the three levels. Hashem Melech. Hashem Melech in the upper Elamites. So he doesn't need us. He's the Melech Be'etzem. Hashem Malach in this world is not the Melech. In Shemim Lachalim Void is once Mashiach comes, he's Sukkah Nakoil, and everything will be fixed. And that's going to be when his Malchus can become that much more clear. But this goes with the concept, by the way, that in Matan, before Matan Torah, and we discussed this, I think, before Shavuos. The Atah Reisel Adas, Keshem Elokim Yenem Avadoi, the Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael the full clarity of what it means to understand Yenem Avadoi. He showed them to that. He showed them that. Hashem showed that to Klal Yisrael, Shas Matan Torah. Now, then the Gra adds something, which I don't know exactly what the connection is. But he adds, Oynish. Oynish Karis. A nefesh mimakoma. If a person is going to get Karis, now I don't know why it's in the same piece, but maybe we'll explain it. If a person chas v'shalom gets karis, einu niskan rak b'divrei Torah, the tikkun can only happen through Torah. This is what Gra says, and it's brought down. The Gra would tell people, anybody that had a problem, anyone that wanted a tikkun for a chet, involve yourself more in Torah, put yourself more into Torah, put yourself more into Torah. So, and that is mesaken even karis. Karis is the worst type of punishment. So karis is misukin through lumina Torah. So let's explain this thing. What is karis? Karis is when a nefesh, a neshama, is detached from its source. Where is the source of the neshama? So we said it's in the olam atzilus. It's in that olam that chet is not poigim. It's in that olam ha'elyon that is with the Kadosh Baruch, if you remember from Nefesh HaChaim. And in that olam is where Kadosh Baruch Hu, right in his olam, created Nefesh Yisrael. And that Nefesh Yisrael, Nishmas Yisrael, goes into each yid. So if a person does karis, they're cutting their neshama off from their source. It's karis, it's cut off. So that's where the person derives their nitzchias from their connection with their neshama. But this person, individual, is disconnected from his neshama. So if he's disconnected from the neshama, how is he reconnecting? So the answer is the glue, what reconnects the glue gun, the thing that you reconnects the person to the neshama, is through the Limud Torah. It's only the Torah which can reconnect the person to the neshama. Because Torah also comes from that spot in the world. Also comes from the Olam HaAtzilus. Also comes from where it's the closest point to Kadosh Baruch. So when the person reconnect their neshama to the Torah in a way they're reconnecting to the source, and that's gluing it all back together. That's holding it all together. So that's the other point that the Gra says. We have over here written, Darko Shavino Gra. The Gra would say to people, Lifsik, Maisa Tshuva L'Bali Tshuva. A person wants to know what to do as a Bali Tshuva. Be'yigias L'Imra Torah. Put effort in your learning. Uminias Adibu Mokum Tainis. And if you want to fast, you shouldn't stop and fast. You should fast by holding in your words. In other words, this is a gross saying, which I would think is the Mahalach that you maybe if you've followed. The Mahalach we take, you know, certain things, it's probably more similar with this, that it has to be that the neshama is being worked on. You're working on it. There's no easy street. You know, you do this and it's a tikkun. No, you got to work. But what areas you should work? So he says on the tainis, don't focus on the fasting. I don't think he means on the regular tainis. He means if you want to take on an extra tainis. Well, you're going to take on an extra tainis. What for? Maybe you're better off taking a tainis dibur, working on that, and putting yourself into the Igias HaTorah. And that will be misakin the person. So that's the point. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech is in the upper realm is Hashem Melech here because he used to be Melech by Mar Sinai before the Chet Egel, before Mother Mauritian. And then he adds on the only way to misakin oneself in the chim cars is to illuminate Torah, and you know that as we said, so we should be zerka to that, and we will have it in this idea. Next week we will have Shir Mitzvah Hashem Monday and Tuesday. Sunday night we will not have a Shir. There's going to be an event. I'll share it with you. And but Monday, Tuesday we'll have, and then I think it's going to be Ben Islan. All right. Shkoyach. Thank you. Yeah.